This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That was Elvis Presley parody song that I didn't write it, I didn't record it,
yeah,
but I sure as hell inspired it. It was by David Adeyemi. So thank you. You're welcome.
Don't ever do an Elvis impression ever again. It was unsettling. It was off. It was off-putting, and it put me in a sour mood.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm all shook up. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Why did he sing like that? Was that hot to sing at the time in the 50s? Was he like, did he have a nasal voice? And then when he sang, he's like,
It's a little known fact. Like, he didn't have any talent. Like, he wasn't...
That's not what I
he
said.
He wasn't, like... Yeah. He wasn't good at songs or coming up with them or, like, even having a personality or, like, an identity.
No, it was a heartthrob. Like, he was very talented. I don't even... He was one of the original, like...
Now that I think about it, he wasn't even that big for the time. Like,
The Beatles...
He was a blip.
And Elvis were... It was, like, them... And Jesus were the three most popular people on earth for a decade. So, like, you can say he wasn't talented, which is wrong. You can say he wasn't attractive, which is, like, yeah, provably false. But do not say that he wasn't famous. You know
he
who
wasn't
he is.
Popular.
He was extremely.
I know who he is, but only because you did the impression.
No way.
Like, I don't think I ever would have.
You knew Elvis before my impression.
Presley.
Obviously.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Actually, have you heard my Elvis in line at a drive-thru?
No.
It's like part of this. I did it for Montreal just for laughs.
When?
It was like 2009 or something. I did a tape and I didn't get in, but it was like.
Yeah.
Hey.
So you didn't do it for just for laughs.
Yeah, what's that? It was like.
Sorry, I don't want to interrupt you in the middle of the impression, but you said you did it for JFL.
I did it to get into JFL. I was summarily rejected. Okay. But I think it was for my other impressions because this one was very funny. Great.
Let's hear it.
Can I get a 6-piece of nugs?
What? You said he was waiting in the line. You didn't say he was ordering.
He's waiting to order and then he gets to the front and he's like, "Can I get some fries and some chicken nuggets?" On my blues.
I thought it was
gonna
be like
a
pun on the song, and yeah, you just did a bad voice.
No, it was a pun. It
just
was
did a
pun.
Bad Elvis. It was?
Yes. I said Blue Suede Shoes.
From what song? He was at the end after I said the impression was bad. I don't even think that was in the original tape.
The original tape was Elvis Presley jerking off at a fucking
That's right.
Timmy Hortons. That was so too blue for
so
the
So it
pod.
Wasn't your other impressions that got you rejected then? So it wasn't the other impressions that got you rejected.
Oh, my other ones were worse. Sure. My other ones were a lot worse. Charles
Manson.
It was
Manson. Other celebrities jerking yeah. off at a Timmy Hortons. Yeah.
Manson Django. Justin
at
Timberlake.
A Jimmy John's. Justin Timberlake jerking off at a Dunkin'. Yeah.
Basically, people, so different celebrities fucking donuts in public saying ah-ha-ha at the end. For Presley, it made yeah. sense. For JT, nothing. And then a few ones that are so obscure you've never even heard of. Like, do you remember AJ Benza? Well,
AJ no
yeah,
I don't.
He was like this fucking they did like this weird show on E like in the 90s about like unsolved
in the
90s
and you did an
shit.
Impression of him in 2009 and what was he doing jerking off at a Quiznos.
I was like yeah he was jerking off at like close a Subway yeah
that is really close then.
Although Quiznos would have made more sense because at the end he goes toasty but like in like an AJ Benza voice that I'm not gonna strain to do for you because you wouldn't even get who it is. I bet nobody even
why
listening.
Don't you do it right why don't you just do an impression of him just so for the few people out there that listen to this podcast that know who he is they'll hear this impression and they'll know if it's good and I feel like I could just look into your eyes and know if this is a good impression or not.
You're putting me on the spot.
I feel like you wanted this. You jumped off, like you started this whole entire thing with the Elvis Presley at the drive-thru. Like that was, I feel like you wanted to showcase your impressions, but go ahead. AJ Benza, right? Jerking yes. off at a Subway.
Yeah. So he's basically like, can I get sweet onion teriyaki? Oh, no cheese. But in a way that's like, it was more of like, that was more like, that's what was written on the page. But the way I did it in the audition room had people like in stitches. Because Benza is like a nobody now. This is 2021. Nobody fucking remembers him. It's like asking somebody to remember somebody who was famous 9 years ago in 10 years. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to happen. I can't do a Carly Rae Jepsen in 2030, if that makes sense. What are you looking up?
I was looking up AJ Benza. Yeah. And just like looking at his photo, I know that you did a bad impression because your impression essentially was your voice. It was your voice.
Yeah. Mysteries and Scandals was the show. Whatever, right? This is all like non sequitur, doesn't matter, unrelated to anything. So we might as well move on, right?
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're ready and you don't have any more impressions of minor to non-existent celebrities orgasming at eateries, yeah, I think we're ready to move on.
Did I say
and
that?
I think even if you did yeah. have other ones on deck, we would be ready to move on. And I think no more impressions from you.
Yeah, I had like one more, but it was... If you didn't like the Benza, you definitely wouldn't like this guy.
I hated the Benza.
What's that?
So let's see if I even know. I hated the Benza. I hated the Benza. Let's see if I even know the guy. Just name the guy.
the guy from, oh, my last impression guy.
Yeah, of course your last impression guy. Don't act like you didn't know. Like I'm trying to get it out of you. You said I have one more, but you probably don't care. I said, who's the guy? And you said, oh, who? My last impression guy? Like, yeah. This conversation didn't have to be as long as it is.
Yeah. True. True right. that. it's...
Who's the guy?
Willie Ames. It's Willie Ames. Don't it you don't know who it is.
I don't know who that is.
He's kind of... Yeah. yeah, he's kind of like a minor celebrity character actor from the 80s. He was on Charles in Charge, if you remember. He played Buddy Lembeck. He became like this kind of an evangelical Christian superhero kind of guy named Bible Man. In the 90s, and since then he hasn't okay. really done much of anything ever.
Don't make fun of people's careers. Don't make fun of people's careers, okay? Because you made fun of Benz's career. You're making fun of this guy's career. You are talking about, this is your 2009 rejection audition from JFL. So things aren't going great for you either, don't you think?
No. Yeah, that's true.
People that live in glass houses and all that shit.
Right, shouldn't throw stones. Anyway, this is Willie Ames sitting on a freaking butt plug out of Papa John's. Ready?
I don't know. Are you ready? Are you sure that you want to do it?
Can I get the pizza?
That's a Caesar's.
What's that?
That's a Caesar. Caesar's is pizza.
Yeah, Little Caesar's. But he's like, it doesn't make sense, but he's like confused as to where he is because like, he has a freaking butt plug. How random is that?
He is confused as to where he... I think you're confused as to where you are.
I know, don't you think? I know where I am. And I understand... Obviously, this is too late for notes, but do you have any thoughts on the Benza or the Willie Ames?
I think they're... I mean, it was bad to decide to do them as an impression.
Yeah.
The impression itself was bad.
Yeah.
The context of the impression was ill-advised, and it seems like it wasn't very thought out, because you said pizza at the end of the Papa John's.
Do you have any where is this coming from? Are you fucking Robin Williams all of a sudden? Are you a master impersonator? Why are you able to board atop a fucking high horse? Are you speaking from any experience? Can you make any impression at all? You don't even make good first impressions.
I do. Mark Wahlberg jerking off at a Chipotle.
Okay.
I'm the one jacking off here. Not you.
Damn. That was fucking good. Was that at a Chipotle?
Huh?
That was at a Chipotle, I think, right?
Yeah, because you didn't hear the cashier. Which is the other half of the impression. He says, I'm the one jerking off here. Not you. And then the guy says, did you say you wanted barbacoa? And it's like, that's really only at Chipotle. But that's, I mean, we're 13 and a half minutes into the show. Let's just do golden mic to me for Mark Wahlberg jerking off in the Chipotle impression. You get the turdy for the AJ Benza impression, because that was tacky. That was nasty. It wasn't good.
Yours was obviously inspired or literally based on my impressions. There's no way you had a Wahlberg Django at a Chipotle anyway in your back pocket.
I did have that impression ready to go, jerking off at the Chipotle specifically. The barbacoa, I actually have it written down somewhere. I'm not going to go get it and show you now, but I could prove that easily. So I don't have time to show you, but I did have it. What happened was you giving the joke reminded me that I had it, and that I, like, if anything, I wonder if you saw my joke file, my notepad
on your computer.
No, it's a handwritten notepad.
Of course, I didn't see it then. A handwritten notepad. Well, there's no way I could have. I haven't seen you in over a year.
Right, but you don't know when I wrote it.
When did you write it?
A little over a year ago.
That's fine. Still, I would have missed it. It seems like a quarantine thing for you, and I haven't seen you since last February. Anyway.
Yeah, well, last 5 years is when I actually wrote it. So this is. Let's just move on.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. This is If I Were You, an advice podcast after all. And it's actually not AJ Benza and Mark Wahlberg here, although it sounds like us.
Wow.
It's me and Jake, of all people.
Oh, yeah? Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. Pretty neat, huh?
What's that?
That's Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg. Jerking up into a chicken taco at Chipotle.
Guac is extra.
Pretty neat, right?
Not you, and not guac.
How about a little creme fraiche, huh?
That would be good for when he's about to, you know, sploosh.
Yeah.
A little creme. Do they have that? Creme fraiche?
I don't think
so. It's on their brunch menu. They have a fucking French toast now. All right. We got a question from a Canadian man. So
nice.
Let's give him...
Let's call him Timmy Horton.
Oh, that's good. Timmy Hose writes, oh, yeah, no, I'm a 23-year-old male and I live in Ontario. Our province is the only one starting to open up again after the pandemic. I broke up with my girlfriend 2 months ago, mainly because our province's restrictions. It was difficult to see her and spend time with her, and we knew each other before the pandemic through a mutual friend and started dating about 10 months ago. Ever since we broke up, she has been posting a lot of Instagram photos. I think trying to make me a bit jealous. Her in bikinis... on the beach, straight up ass shots, etc. Now, our province is opening up a bit, and I feel like I miss her, but I can't tell if I actually miss her or if her Instagram photo plan is working. Also, the mutual friend who I also follow reposts every time my ex posts something, so I end up seeing it twice. Should I try to get back together with her, or should I block her ass and her mutual friend? Let me know what you guys think. Cheers. By the way,
cheers.
This was sent at 8:43 a.m. This wasn't like a late night thirsty email to us. So he's bone sober in the morning asking us for advice on how
a restless night sleep.
Yeah. Does he actually miss her? Or is the plan just working? She's fucking mind melting his ass. I don't think I actually like miss her.
Bad news. The bad news here is that this is not necessarily her plan.
Mm.
It's helping your ego to believe that the sexy shots are all a ruse to get you back.
Right.
You have to consider the possibility, hell, the likelihood, that these sexy photos are thirst traps for other guys, other people that she's interested in. With the added benefit of making you jealous.
Hell, that's making me even more jealous in a way. And I started to think I actually miss her ass.
Careful, because now I'm getting sad. Now I'm actually thinking about her fucking other people, and that ain't good.
I can't tell if I'm actually sad or I'm just her plan is fucking working out. Like, there's no difference between these two things. You don't know if you actually miss her or if her plan is working. I mean, if you think you miss her, you miss her. There's no question about it.
But I also think that you're making yourself feel better by calling this her plan. You're giving yourself permission to miss her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess I miss her because she misses me. But that might not be happening. You have to... I mean, I think you should block her. Because even if this is her plan, I think it's still fine to not be in a relationship.
Yeah, if you block her... then suddenly that's your plan and she starts missing you. And she writes in, right. I don't know if I miss this guy or if that's just his plan working out. He blocked me and now I can't stop thinking about him.
Right. I think that's a good point though. The fact that you don't have a plan, it's all you theorizing about her plan.
Yeah.
But why don't we just take that out of the equation? Whatever she's posting for whatever reason, you make your plan and your plan is either try to win her back, which I don't think you should do, or put her on mute. Put her on mute. That's it.
Mute. Have you done that before? Instead of blocking someone, you just mute them so they don't feel bad, but you can't see their photos?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's funny.
I have a lot of people on mute.
What do you do, like, for me? Like, you never comment or like? Do you just block mine out? Or you because I see you still follow me, but you never open my Instagram stories. Oh. My DMs go unread.
Right.
You're not blocking me.
Actually, I never... I'm not blocking you. Your stories are on mute because they were a little much. They're a little...
high quality, poor quality.
I still get the DMs. It's just not hard for me to ignore them because I can see...
You leave me on red.
Oh, Amir. Yeah. And then like when something is seen, I'll see like Amir is typing again. And it's like... It's like you think me having seen is a response. So I had to stop opening them because you would, as soon as it was seen.
Yeah, I noticed that it's no longer even on scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on Fleek.
I don't see them. It's not on Fleek.
I sent you a really funny meme earlier, actually. You should open that one. You don't have to respond.
Yeah.
Do me that solid.
Looking at my phone. You sent me about 300 memes earlier. I don't know what you were doing today except for sending
memes. I follow Overheard in Cleveland. And there's actually a really funny post earlier today about a woman at brunch who says that she actually misses the pandemic because this place sucks. Yeah.
Okay. So if you see that and you think it's funny, why do you need to send it to me?
Because
why do I also have to see
it?
Why do I have to see everything that you see?
I want to be able to just fucking mention it without having to explain it to you, because now I have to be like, oh, remember that thing that I sent you? No. Well, basically, this Karen fucking lost her shit. I follow an Overheard in Karen, and like, it's all about fucking Karen's going nuts. There's this one where it's like she's yelling at a Target.
So now you, like, just, if you sent them to me, I'll read them later. Don't explain them to me also.
Yeah. I follow a series of Karen accounts, actually. They're pretty funny. Surveillance footage.
I know you think that. I know you think that. Yeah. And you send them to me, and then you explain them to me,
then
you talk about them on the podcast. And I feel like there's other things that you could do with your time. Like work on your impressions, for one.
That's actually not bad, actually.
So far, you're rehashing 12-year-old impressions that were about 12 years old to begin with.
Yep. I see that. A dozen on a dozen. They're 24-year-old, basically, impressions of people who were famous in like 97, 98. And even then,
right. It
was dated.
And even then,
like
pushing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Willie Ames was like a fucking, at most, B-list in the late 80s. There's no reason for that.
Let me look him up real quick.
Yeah. Can you sort of imagine what he sounds like if he was like sort of at a Papa John's? Imagine that guy.
He sits on a butt plug and then does an impression of the Little Caesars guy. So your impression of him was him doing an impression of Little Caesars. That's too far removed, I think.
Dude, I really, really fucking appreciate the feedback. I feel like...
Sorry, did you just send me another Karen meme? As I was telling you...
This one is sort of yelling.
As I was telling you...
Yeah, at a food delivery service. Because they're asking her to put a mask on. This Karen is having none of it.
This is you.
Yeah, it's me in a wig. And then I'm also shooting the fucking thing. Because I'm trying to submit the memes to the Karen accounts, the aggregator, so I can send them to
Overheard
you.
In Karen, yeah. That's what you said, right?
Yeah. Nice. All right, let's take a break. Thanks to some sponsors. Come back and answer more questions after these massages.
Yo!
Pizza, pizza.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's betterhelp.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a letter that I hate. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to tell you about this thing that I've done twice in the last week that's been really... really ace.
Whoa.
It started on a Friday. I was going out downtown. I was in Connecticut. I was going out with my sisters, my brother, and our significant others. And on a night where I was going to just to New Haven, there's nobody else that I needed to meet. There was a designated driver, so I didn't need to worry about calling a car. And I was with everybody that I was going to hang out with. And I just left my phone at home for like 6 hours. And it was incredible. And I, yeah. You're crying. Why? Because I didn't look at the memes?
Okay, how many times?
I can't be reached.
How many times did you reach for your phone thinking that like, okay, it's a lull. I'll fucking check Twitter/anything.
It happened more in the beginning of the night, like in the standard place. Like I went to the bathroom at the restaurant that we were at, and I reached into my pocket.
That stuff.
Not there. At one point, I was like waiting for the bartender. I reached for my phone.
Gotta reach. But, yep. Yeah.
And instead of reaching, I talked to the guy next to me at the bar for a second, and that was a better experience than looking at like 4 Instagram stories.
Yeah.
And then the next day, or on, no, 2 days later, it was my cousin's graduation party. And I got a ride there, so I didn't need my phone. And I left it at home for the full day.
You really got to make sure you're with everybody because nobody can contact you.
Yeah. It's not, you can't do it all the time. But I would encourage anybody who has the opportunity, if everything is going to be safe, if everything's going to be, the phone is a very, it's a nice thing to have, but that's like the, the real necessity, the utility of the phone is why you want to keep it with you.
Yeah.
But then you end up using it for all of the bells and whistles and the distractions.
That's right.
It really helps if you're going out with some, like, I wouldn't, obviously wouldn't recommend going out with it alone. But if you're going out with a group of people and everyone else has their phones and you're not going to leave them, I think that's, that can happen.
Wow.
You can leave the phone at home.
And then you get home. Did you miss anything? Were there like texts? Hey, where are you at? What's going on? You're scaring me. Why are you talking to that guy? That guy has a fucking gun. Hey, Jake, look at me. Mm. Please look at me. Why are you ignoring me? I really think that guy you're talking to is strapped or packing or something like that.
yeah, there were all those texts. Yeah.
But
I read them with the guy, so it was fine.
So you get home. How many notifications do you have? Are you like running home like, oh, thank God I finally have this phone again. Let me turn it on and fucking see everything that I missed? Or are you like casual
about it? A couple hours into it, I had forgotten like basically completely. And then upon seeing my phone, I was like, oh, wow, that thing's going to be, it's going to be notification city.
Yeah.
There was like a small little like, ooh, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think I was like mixed with a little bit of pride that I didn't care about it for so long.
That's cool.
And then I did. I had a lot of notifications for sure.
And then when you're out and like there was a lull, was it ever a time where everybody was on your phone except for you? And then you're like, oh, you guys are a slave to this thing. I didn't even bring my iPhone. Were you like sort of like loud, proud, and holier than thou about your attitude with regards to not having your phone?
No, I feel like everybody else actually did a great job of not looking at their phones.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, it's like I am the one. Like, I wouldn't look at my phone anyway if I'm like hanging out with my family at dinner. But at the same time, it was just like it was nice to not even have like a little device that could like ping me with anxious things that I had to do or stuff that I forgot.
Yeah.
I don't know. So that was nice, just being like away from the notification of it all.
Yeah. I mean, it is. We're old enough to remember like when I was, you know, 15, 16, I didn't really have a cell phone. So like I would go out and it's like, hope nobody needs to reach me or I'll come home and check my answering machine or something. But again, teenagers aren't calling each other. And this was pre-text as well.
Yeah. I mean, all we had was instant messenger.
Yeah. You come back to your computer and see what you missed.
Yeah, and I could have met up with this person. This person wanted to hang out, but I was over at Joe's instead. So,
but you were also you were away from the action. Like, you're going out tonight in Brooklyn or in Manhattan? You got to have your phone, right?
Yeah, because it's tough when you're like right now. There's just like too many people that are. I'm like doing something with my brother, but we're like gonna meet somebody for dinner, and then afterwards somebody is like, oh, I'm getting dinner with this friend, but we'll meet you for a drink.
Yeah.
So there's just like I have to be able to tell them if I'm at a bar or if we move to another bar, et cetera, et cetera. Too much coordination.
There was that guy who I think you were friends with that had like the, what was it called? Like the mini phone or the old phone or like the non-phone?
It was called light phone.
Light phone, yeah. It was just like this old flip phone that all it did was text and map.
Yeah, that's not, I mean, let me see if we should shout out light phone if it's the correct thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the light phone.
But then that guy had to go all in. It's not like he has an iPhone at home. He's like going full light phone. Would you ever do that? Can you imagine never having
it? This is a wow. It's very cool. I like the idea
because it's also
for
thin.
My mental health.
Yeah, it's skinnier,
yeah,
right?
It's nice.
It looks like a first generation iPhone.
This is like in the beginning of our podcast, there was a time when I was like on Tinder too much. And I was like, I need to get a flip phone. And that's going to make my life, that'll make me healthier.
I remember that. You were like, I got to get off the dating apps. Now you're using Orion, Raya, and Bumble only. So it's not as big of a deal.
Yeah. Right. That's true.
I don't know. I'm curious if anybody here uses thelightphone.com. It looks like a super stripped down. This is probably good for my mental health as well. But then I would just stare at my text messages instead of anything else. And then this, you really got to sacrifice everything. Like you would not have an iPhone anymore.
Yeah. Right.
That's,
but it's like,
now I'm getting like short of breath times, trying to think about it.
Yeah, you're having a panic
How would
attack.
I post TikTok?
But there are times when I'm, I feel like there are times when I'm on my iPhone, when I'm like looking at Instagram, I've gone through everything. I open Twitter, gone through everything. I refresh my email. There's nothing. And it just goes right back to Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like, it's a loop.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's, and yeah. like,
and there are also times when I'm bored where I like look at Twitter, close it,
reopen my Twitter.
I stare at my phone trying to figure out what I can open, and like I'm so dumb that I reopen Twitter.
Yeah,
I'm like, knock it off, man.
Or there's a lot of times
knock
where I take my whenever I'm done, I'm like, I always either say out loud to my or in my brain, like, what am I doing? Like, it's been 41 minutes. Mm. What am I doing?
Right. What am I doing? Right. What have I done? I think it creates a weird
fog.
Like,
what else am I supposed to do? Like, it's 9:28 p.m. on a Thursday, and I'm at fucking home. The obvious answer is like, yeah, read or watch TV. But like, am I really gonna sit down and read for an hour and a half and then watch more TV? It's not in my schedule. And also, is watching TV any better?
No, I don't know. I don't think it is, but.
It's the better for my attention span. Like,
probably
when I sit and read, I can't read for more than 10 minutes. I'm like, okay, I read for 10 minutes. That's pretty good. Time to stare at Twitter for 98 more minutes. Oh, this is easy.
Yeah. New thread. I'm investigating.
I'm an amateur epidemiologist for this. And I know all the facts about the new Delta variant now. And I didn't learn it in this stupid book about Winston fucking Churchill. I'm reading this really interesting book about Winston Churchill, actually.
10 minutes at a time, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It's 500 pages, and I read 5 pages a night for almost a year.
Is it good?
It's interesting. I didn't know anything about him, so I know a lot about Winston Churchill now.
Interesting.
You know, he used to take 2 to 3 baths a day.
I feel like I've just seen movies and TV shows where he's doing that, so it's like...
Yeah.
Entered my conscious, but
yeah,
that's interesting. I like baths too. That's something we have in common. Did he say why?
No, I guess it sort of helped take his mind off things. You know, he's having to run England during World War II, and they were getting bombed every night by the Nazis until they sort of were going to be forced to submit or then retaliate, and he needed America's help. But America, of course, doesn't want to get dragged into a world war. So until the election, FDR had to sort of placate the fan base. He didn't want to like lose the election. But then he ended up winning the election, his fourth term. I mean, everyone knows that. And he was finally able to say, you know what, let's help fight fascism abroad. Because if we don't, then the Nazis will be at our doorstep. And then it's like, who do we ask for help at that point? It's too late. Everyone's been defeated. And then there's like, they're also fighting the Japanese arena. They're coming in from the east. So like, they had to fight two wars at the same time. Meanwhile, Churchill is J-ing-O at a bath in
say
he was at a place called
AJ Benza again.
Churchill's at a restaurant called Checkers, and he sounds like this. No, I can't actually do it. I don't know what he sounds like. I would be able to do it, but I've never heard him speak.
Yeah, I would be able to do it.
I don't want to. I don't want to force it. Like,
take a second.
Well, with the Benza,
watch a Churchill video.
I just
watch a one single Churchill video, and then we'll see you do it. Because you said I would be able to do it, but I've never heard him speak. So I want to see you do it once you hear him speak.
This is.
Why don't we go? We'll take a break.
No,
we can take a break. And we'll come back, you having had listened to a Winston Churchill speech, of which there are many, and
I don't know if they.
I feel like even if you haven't heard him speak, you've heard like people do. If you've seen movies where Churchill is like played by someone doing an impression,
I don't know how to do the accent. I don't know how to do the accent.
Well, you said you'd be able to do it if you heard him speak.
Yeah.
We're gonna go to a break. We'll listen. You're gonna listen to him speak, and then we'll do the impression. And he'll be, J-ing-O at a Checkers.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right. We'll be back.
He's a hero. Okay.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, so we're back. And
we're back.
I listened to a bit of Winston Churchill's famous speech, We Shall Fight on the Beaches, which is about sort of maintaining democracy in the United Kingdom, fighting Hitler.
Yeah. Fighting Hitler.
Staying strong
and then,
in the face of adversity.
So then we want to, right. And we want to take that voice and that man and transport it to a modern day or a Checkers in 2009, as it were. And what is he doing there? And what does he say? And what does he sound like?
So Churchill would be in a bath, obviously. We already went over this.
Yeah.
And he would sound like, I'm curious if you can give me that cheeseburger over there with a side of all. Here I go. Fries.
It won't. That was actually really fucking good.
Really?
That was really fucking good.
I was sort of like, I mean, we were listening to that Churchill speech during the break, and so it helped. It helped for sure. Get me.
You pulled that out. I would have. It's a shame that I already won the Golden Mic so early this episode, and you already got the turdy, because you can't win the turdy and the Golden Mic in the same episode. But that was like, damn, if the beginning of this episode didn't happen, that would have been like your fucking moment.
Well, why don't we start now?
Don't overdo it. Right?
I'm rock hard at the thought of a Golden Mic.
You're nearing your second turdy if you don't drop this and let it be. I told you it was a good impression. Let's move on.
Actually, we do have a question about porn.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. I love porn.
What's a famous male porn star that we can refer to this guy as?
Our good friend from the Bang Bros, Jake and Amir. Preston Parker.
Is Preston still up and at it? He's still getting it done, or has he moved on to producing?
I still see him fuck from time to time. Yeah.
Nice.
He's working with Brothers. He's working with Reality Kings. Yeah.
Nice. All right. So Preston Parker writes, I recently switched from Comcast to a small internet service provider. They have everything I could want. Transparent and reasonable pricing, super fast speeds, and good customer support. The one catch? OnlyFans will not load images and videos. I'll spare the technical details, but it's just this one specific horny site, and only when connected over my new internet service provider. I know what you're thinking, but my cell signal is too weak here to use it. VPNs work, but the data limit on a free VPN will get me at most through 4 days. Do I have to go back to my shitty internet service of Comcast just so I can get my daily serving of hot, hot content? I'm too self-conscious to call my new service provider and say, I can't get to OnlyFans. Furthermore, I would probably end up on a sex offender list if the technician comes to test and then pulls up my OnlyFans account to show him the issue. Is there any way for me to ask them to fix OnlyFans without ever telling them that I use OnlyFans? Sincerely, an only and horny fan.
Hmm. Well, you said the VPN could work. You would just have to pay for a VPN, but I think a VPN is, it's a cheaper subscription than the internet, and you've just, you know, you bite that bullet.
Yeah.
That seems like probably the move.
I've never heard of an ISP limiting specific sites. I mean, this is very un-American. I thought we did away with this. We need a free and open internet. This is disgusting. It's amoral. I mean, where is he emailing from? Communist Prussia? This can't be how we run things. I need to jerk off in this tub whenever I need.
What was the end? It's like Mayor Quimby.
Yeah, I got into like JFK a little bit, but like only because I'm getting further and further from having heard Winston. Now right. I fucking regret.
And I asked you to move on.
Yeah.
And I asked you to move on, right?
I was like,
you're beating a dead horse.
Yeah, I was going to flip it back. And like, I basically took a huge swing because I wanted you to be like, holy shit, now he's got it. But what ended up happening was like the reverse. I'm starting to lose the thread that I had.
I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm checked out. I'm like, I feel bad for you, man.
Because of the impressions or just in general?
Not just the impressions.
But the impressions caused it. Like, you didn't come in here with a sour attitude towards me. It started with the impressions, right? I'll just stop doing the impressions.
I didn't come... the impressions were the first thing.
Problemo solved, like,
the only thing. Maybe. Let's see if it helps. And let's see if you can actually stop the
I can definitely stop them, whether it's JFK or Winston Churchill.
All right. Is JFK jerking off? He just seemed like he was...
Yeah, so JFK was sort of... he was touching himself, actually.
Where?
At a fucking Snapple factory.
Insane.
Yeah.
All right.
He was at a Jamba Juice earlier that day and couldn't get it up. I guess he fucking loves the bottles of it all.
Oh my God. I think this guy should call his internet service provider.
Yeah.
Maybe
if he gets drunk one day and he's like, I'm going
to
just fucking call him and say, I can't access OnlyFans. I mean, it's not just porn on there, right? We can be on there. Hell, we should be on there.
We should be on there. It's not just porn. So at the very least, you have that. It's not like they're looking at your Pornhub premium. OnlyFans.
It's ethical.
You can support artists on there. Yeah. It's also, it is ethical. It's the mom and pop porn shop. I think that's good.
Maybe you could be like, hey, I'm trying to like sign up to my friend's music account on OnlyFans, and I can't seem to log in.
That's a pornography site. Is it?
There's also tits.
Sorry, you little pervert.
Holy shit. I'm seeing a muff.
It is so weird. Like, why do you get... I would feel this too, but like, why do we feel scared to tell a stranger at an internet service? Like, it's all so anonymous.
Yeah, and odds are they're looking at porn too.
Right. I guess I would just encourage you to give it a shot. Just try calling.
We're just meant to hide this shit. This is the fucking problem here. We don't learn about it in schools. We do it shamefully, and then it creates all these fucking ripple down effects.
Puritanical bullshit.
No. It is bullshit.
We should be jerking off at Quiznos.
We should have a butt plug at Little Caesars.
That's what your set was about.
Yes, like it sounds
social
blue.
Commentary.
Yeah, it sounded so like fucking immature and stupid. But like, what I was trying to say was like, let's shed this superficial layer that we're all living in. And like, if I could sneeze at a Starbucks, I should be able to jerk it at a fucking coffee.
Oh my god.
There's no difference. There's literally anatomically no difference between the two.
Yes, there is.
I got arrested.
Yes, there is.
Fucking, I got arrested. I'm sorry.
I know. I know. This is you on the Karen account.
I have a fucking meme, if it helps. All right, so you can tell them that you watch Only. Yeah, you go to OnlyFans. They might not know what it is. They might know and not care. The important thing is to support the artists that you want to support.
That's right. Support your favorite porn stars directly.
All right. We have one last horny 24-year-old that we... I guess this is the horny episode. Right. Everyone's been in quarny, and now they're all getting horny, and they want to know what to do.
Nice. Nice.
24-year-old female. Are there any females in porn that you know?
Wow. Hard to choose. I guess I'll just go with one of my faves, Eva. Love ya.
As in her last name is Love Ya, or it's just Eva, and then you're saying you love her.
It's Eva Love Ya. L-O-V-I-A. Eva Love Ya.
Eva Love Ya writes, "Hey dudes, I'm a 24-year-old female in New York, and I have a predicament.
Wait, hold on. Do you know a porn star? Do you know a porn star that's not like Jenna Jameson?
No, I don't know the names of porn stars. I'm sorry.
You don't know the names of any porn stars.
No.
There's not a single porn star that you have like a crush on. You're like, oh, when I see her in a screen cap, I'm happy because I like her.
No, I'm agnostic. Like, I also don't know which superheroes belong in which universe. Like, it's just a blind spot. I don't know porn and I don't know fucking Spider-Man.
So you need to jack off. You're just going to go to an aggregator and whatever's trending that month.
Yeah. I also, thumbnails are more than you're enough. Like, yeah. And I've got enough in here. Cause
they autoplay when you hover, over a thumbnail, that's showing you the highlights of the video.
Oh, there's more. You're saying if I click through, there's actually more to fucking see. The thumbnails are so hot and high res as is. Why would I ever need audio?
Yeah. Yeah, you go to the right site, a hot banner is going to load, and that's on autoplay, baby.
Oh, you better believe it. Sometimes I'll click on it just to sort of show my support. Here's another 5 cents, sort of tipping the waitress, as it were.
Yeah.
But this, all right. Eva writes, I had a major crush on one of my guy friends for an entire high school existence. I was shy and awkward, so my lack of game kept anything from happening. But flash forward to the present tense, and he's in my DMs, and we've built quite a flirty rapport. I think he's into me. This begs the question, do I bang my childhood crush? Is this the pinnacle of hopeless high school admiration finally coming to fruition? Or is it better to leave a fantasy for fear that it's a major disappointment? What's the phrase? Never bang your heroes. Thanks in advance for your wisdom. Love, Eva.
It's something like that. But I think you should do it.
You're saying the risk is worth the reward.
Yeah, I think it's nice to close the loop on these things, to see it through. Well, I mean, and don't do it just because you had a crush on him in high school. But if he's like, if you guys are having like a fun, flirty back and forth now, that's like reason enough to see if there's anything there.
Yeah.
But then you like add in the history. It's going to end up being kind of hot. It might not live up to expectations, but at least you could kind of like imagine stepping into a time machine, meeting your shy, awkward high school self and being like, you boned Dylan Ryan.
That's cool.
And being like,
yeah,
damn.
I fucked everyone at my high school when I was there. So like there isn't that wanderlust for me. I closed on literally every man, woman, and child in my private school. It was
in your Jewish day school.
It's an old fashioned Blumenfeld family fuck fest. I ended up blowing my fucking physics teacher to, what did you say, close the loop? Yeah, I closed the loop. And then I was able to measure
it to apply to that.
Yeah, I mean it was just this fucking bacchanalian graduation party where we all got our
xenon, boron, and cmon.
The periodic table of cum. That's actually Bill Nye at a Sur La Table. He bought a waffle maker. Yeah. Yeah.
Good Lord.
So I guess go for it and tread lightly. Don't just sleep with him if he's a bad guy. But if he's a nice guy that you would have hooked up with anyway, it could be fun. Yeah. Extra fun.
Right. All things aside, I think that the fact that you have had a crush on him in high school, a hopeless crush on him in high school, does not make this, that's not the non-starter. If anything, that gives a little twist that's fun. Everything else, standard rules apply.
See store for details. Don't forget the fine print. Keep us posted. Like, let us know. And if you have, it's probably legal to ask for like photos or videos or whatever, but.
Ew. I hope no one listens to this episode.
Wow. Go ahead and say it then. Let's see what you really think.
It was too horny, man.
Oh, because all we talked about was jerking off in restaurants, making sure that we get pictures and videos of people having sex.
We didn't talk about that. You talked about that. That was what you said at the end. That was your thing. That was you.
Fucking everyone. What did you say? A bacchanalian orgy at a graduation?
No, you said a Blumenfeld family fuckfest at one point. You said you blew your physics teacher. And yes, I said xenon, boron, and cmon, but I was just yes-anding. You're fucking disgusting ass.
Cmon, an element called cmon. It's what our semen is made out of. It's two parts cmon, one part oxygen.
And a Jimmy John. And it is and a Papa John.
And it is a covalent bond.
Nice.
Little chemistry joke at the end for all you fucking nerds. All right. Thanks for listening, or sorry for listening. If you have your own questions,
definitely that one,
or theme song, send them on down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The opening one was David. He did that Elvis parody that sort of launched 1,000 bits, as it were.
Good work.
And this closing song is a Man on the Moon parody. Remember that from the REM song from that Andy Kaufman movie?
I love REM.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good shit.
Nothing to promote, except I want to request for a second time that you reach out to the YouTube channel Game Grumps for a possible collab, like having them on the podcast. So maybe we will reach out. I know Aaron personally.
Yeah, it's the least we can do.
Yeah, so he should be on our pod. We should definitely be on his. I mean, you're a huge gamer.
Yeah, I love gaming.
And I think I forgot to shout out the Elvis impersonator at the top. David.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
He's on YouTube. David Adeyemi. 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 Or on Instagram. David T. Adeyemi. Shout out to his boy, Drew. So thanks, Drew. Thanks, David.
All right.
Thanks, Elvis. And thanks to you guys for listening. We'll be back next week. Andy, did you hear about this one?
Andy, are you goofing on Elvis? Oh my God, we didn't say it.
Oh yeah, he does an Elvis impression in that song.
Should I follow my XGF on Instagram? That seems gutsy. Is it cheating if I slide in her DMs? Well, probably. Am I a douche 'cause I date only tens? I mean, that depends. I'll make them feel bad if they give me bad head. You're the worst boyfriend. Should I leave my guy if he doesn't trust me? Well, what's the sitch? He don't let me have guy friends and he follows me. Yeah, dump that bitch. So tell me what to do, Jake and Amir. Tell me, should I seize the cheese? Am I just overthinking this whole thing? Or am I a sleaze? If I were you, I'll tell you just what I do. Break up with that dude. Jake and Amir are here to make fun of you. Advice from two Jews. If I were you, I'd get with the program. Stop being a creep. If life were a test, you'd have failed the exam. Cause talk is cheap.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.